Welcome to Simmer Down with Brenda Anderson and Libby Summers, the podcast that's about food, style, and whatever is on their minds. And you are going to love it.
Hey, everybody. I'm Brenda Anderson.
And I'm Libby Summers.
Welcome to Simmer Down.
Simmer Down.
We are so glad to be here. We want to talk about the wrap-up of Thanksgiving. Libby, how was yours?
My Thanksgiving was fantastic. We came home a couple days ago. We'd gone up to Annapolis. It was a very small gathering, but the food was so good. We had the best time. Best time. I got to cook a little bit. I was kind of like, I was my mother-in-law's sous chef.
Really?
Yeah, she kind of loved it, I think. I just set her up with all her mise en place, and she just did the cooking. I made a pie, but for the most part, I was just chopping away.
No green top salad.
Oh, praise Jesus, no.
Excellent, no excellent. We didn't have a congealed salad either, so we had a great time at my sister's house, and we didn't think any of the food was remarkable this year. Seriously? I think other people may have, although, okay, the one dish that everybody commented on, of course, is one I made. And
what was it? Of course.
It was a Libby Summers recipe, Brussels sprouts.
Oh, you did the Brussels sprout leaves.
With the pancetta.
We did, too.
Did you?
I doubled the pancetta. Did you stick to the recipe?
Do you know what?
You
I didn't even. I just took the pancetta and chopped it. I didn't even measure the pancetta.
Exactly. The more, you can't go wrong with more.
No. So it was, everybody loved it. And the greatest part was that Grace was home with her friend, and the day before Thanksgiving, I had them pull all the leaves off while I made the mashed potatoes.
It's the hardest part. It's so tedious.
But everybody was not, they loved it.
Good. And it's so fast.
I know. They want me to do it again. I did it at the last minute, right before we ate, so it was nice and hot.
How many people do you guys have?
16.
Nice size.
It was perfect. The weather was great. We played games first. My sister had games set up outside, and that sort of just kind of eased everybody into the day, and she didn't want to have it to where all we did was sit and eat, and then everybody was just too full to do anything, so we played games first. There were prizes.
What were the prizes?
The winner got a rubber duck that was as big as a dog.
Where did you find that?
I don't know. It was the cutest thing I've ever seen. And the second prize, which I must say I coveted, was a yard long of...
dog's back in.
Maggie, Maggie the puppy dog. Hello, darling.
And Josh Summers. Say hey, Josh.
Hey, ladies.
Hey, Josh
hey.
Summers.
Hey.
Second prize was a yard of bubblegum.
Oh, nice.
All different colors. And Grace's friend from Arizona won that. And I must say I was a bit jealous.
Did you ask her if you could have about an inch
she
and a half?
She offered, but I couldn't start because those of you who know me, I'm a bubblegum addict. And once I start, I chew. 1 minute, sugar's gone, I get
gone.
Another piece.
Toss it.
It's out. And it's.
Do you
it's
ever swallow?
That was Josh. Oh, I think my face is turning red. And I'm not going to answer. So, and the third prize was, I don't even
Brenda,
remember.
Brenda, we have to be honest with our listeners. When a question is asked, in all connotations.
I'm going to say that when I chew my bubble gum, I get every last drop.
Okay.
This is the only way I'm going to handle that. But anyway, it was a great day, and but we did not think any of the food was that remarkable. But the Brussels sprouts. So... And it was from the Whole Hog Cookbook, I must say.
That's nice. That's nice.
Great side dish.
Thank you. There's a lot. It's funny. I'm going to St. Louis for Christmas, and I'm doing some tour stops in St. Louis while I'm there, of course. And for all our Jewish listeners out there.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. I'm doing some interviews with some Jewish papers.
With the Whole Hog Cookbook?
I know. But here's the point. There's a lot of stuff, even if you don't eat pork, as long as you're not kosher.
Right. If you're kosher.
Yeah, then it's all... No. But there's a lot of, like, side dishes and sauces and, you know, like, that butt-kicking ketchup and all these wonderful side dishes. The Brussels sprouts, you wouldn't have to have the pancetta.
No.
You can do that with olive oil. It'd be great. Those wonderful white chocolate... mashed potatoes and just all kinds of condiment stuff that is in the book and dishes that you could do without the pork.
I think that's so much fun that you're going to do that.
I'm kind of excited that the Jews love me.
And the Canadians.
I used to date a nice Jewish boy. Josh, earmuffs. Earmuffs.
Isn't he in prison?
He is now in prison. Josh speaks the truth. He is in prison.
Oh, my. No, seriously?
Seriously. My friend Sydney called me up, and she said, Google blank blank right now. And up came his mugshot. I caught my breath just like you did right there.
Tax
what
evasion?
Happened to this nice Jewish boy?
What did he do?
He was taking advantage of honey, how do you say what he was doing? He was taking advantage of like it
well,
was
not
like
really disabled people. He was coming to their houses and promising to redo their roofs and replace windows and stuff. He'd take a 50% deposit and be gone.
That is a bad man.
I know.
His poor Jewish
mother.
Came
from the nicest family. Like, what makes somebody go to that? Sad.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Character.
But I'm excited. I'm excited that I'm going to be doing some yentl work.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Together we will play. Take your dreidel.
I'll take my dreidel.
Did you make it out of clay? Have you made one yet?
I don't even know what you're talking. Farsi again. I don't know.
You've got it. You know the little dreidel.
Yes,
with
I'm
the
just okay. Our friend Annette Joseph, who's a stylist in Atlanta, I love that she, on her blog, talking about what she's doing for the Jewish holidays, because she loves Christmas as she loves Hanukkah,
okay.
But she's a Jewish woman, and I'm just really excited reading about what she does. I'm fascinated by it. She has her godchildren that she numbers gifts for, 1 through 8.
Oh, nice.
And
you'll have to send me that link. I'd like to look at it.
She's got a wonderful blog. She's super talented.
What's
Annette
her name?
Joseph.
Annette Joseph.
Yes.
Okay, we've wrapped up Thanksgiving. The Christmas season has officially started now.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I have changed my iPod to all Christmas music, so I know it has begun. And with that comes decorating your work, and trying to cook dinner becomes an issue.
Yes.
You know, you get home from work, you're trying to decorate the house, you're trying to buy presents, you're trying to wrap, and then everybody's hungry in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your way of making dinner happen?
Having Josh do it.
Okay, that's not fair, because my husband, or if you don't have one, is not home to do that. So for those of you who don't have Josh making dinner, are your children making dinner?
People
what do you do?
People don't understand that I very rarely cook at home. Like Josh says, when I cook, it's like a big deal. Because we cook all day, coming home and cooking dinner. Ugh. Like I can't even think about it. When you're testing recipes through the day and talking about food, and it's all food related a lot of the time. So coming home and cooking just isn't. If somebody makes me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I've said it once, I've said it a million times, I am so happy. Never be intimidated to have a cook come over to your house for dinner.
Well, I kind of like the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, especially after you've cooked all day. You don't want to eat what you've cooked. You don't want to eat what they've taken a picture of. You don't want to eat. You're just over it.
Yeah, you can't even think about food. But I think for me, we cook very European style. We go to the market every day, and it's just cooking something fresh and fast. A lot of roasts happen. What do you do?
Well, there are a couple things that I do, and
just say it.
Okay, so this is a deal. This is what I have on the fly: a banana sandwich on white bread with mayonnaise, because we always have bananas. And when my poor husband has worked in the grocery store around great food all day long, and he comes home and says, honey, what are we having for dinner? I say, we're going to have a banana sandwich on white bread with mayonnaise. And he's like, oh, okay. He doesn't say a word. He just eats it. But I like, and Libby Summers does not, if I have time to plan ahead, which that doesn't happen very often, I like to put something in a slow cooker. Libby thinks it's gross. It is not gross.
I do not care for crock pot cooking. Okay. On the whole, a couple things are good.
Okay, first of all, if you put too much in there, it all goes to mush.
True.
But I did it this morning, and I'm so excited because I got a new crock pot for my birthday.
I can't even believe, A, that you got it, that you wanted a new crock pot.
I did, okay.
And B, that somebody bought that for you for
my
your
husband.
Birthday. Did you get...
I sent him the link.
...a vacuum for the last birthday?
I think he did it in hopes that there would be something hot when he came home. But I got the all-clad slow cooker.
You got the nice one.
That the insert you can put on the burner.
Yes.
Brown your meat, then put it right back into the crock pot.
Okay, so now you're telling me something that I don't know. So crock pot cooking has come a long way.
It has come a long way, because usually you've got to brown your meat in another pan, and then put it into your crock pot, scrape all the bits out so you can get the good stuff. This All-Clad came out with this last year or year before. The insert you put right on top of your stove, electric or gas, brown your meat, your whatever you want to brown, then you put it back into the crock pot, into the heating element.
Yeah.
I think that is the greatest thing.
It's kind of genius.
Okay, so today, this morning I did it, and get this. Libby's going to gag everybody. I got a turkey breast. I know I'm not over turkey yet. I got a turkey breast. I didn't get any leftovers because it was at my sister's house. You take the canned cranberry sauce that we talked about last week.
Yeah.
Mix it with Lipton onion soup mix.
Brenda. Stop. Turn it off the mic.
No, listen. Put it on top of the turkey breast. I will let everybody know next week how it turned out.
I cannot believe that you are making something like that.
I know. I have sunk to a new level. The house was full of gifts and wrapping paper and things, and I said, I'm trying it. I saw it online, and there were a lot of good reviews, so I'm giving it a go. We'll see. But it's got the canned cranberry sauce. It can't be that bad.
Josh would kind of love it, I think.
I know. I did add a little wine in there.
Ooh.
Yeah,
okay,
I just put a little white wine.
You got to put a little something there. You could do a little balsamic or something in there,
too. I could. We'll see how it turns out, and I may adjust it. I don't know. We'll see. But there is also, y'all, a slow cook recipe for a mac and cheese. That I've tried.
Now, I'll eat anybody's mac and cheese. So,
Libby, this is to die for. It has evaporated milk.
Okay.
Regular milk, an egg. You boil the noodles halfway.
Okay, so the noodles aren't all the way done.
Noodles are not all... They're even less than al dente. They're not all the way done. They're halfway done.
You're just like blanching them. In the hot water, out, drain.
They're in the water for 5 minutes, and I think normally the box cooks 12 minutes, something like that. So they're halfway. Butter, evaporated milk, cheese.
What kind of cheese?
Sharp cheddar. We use sharp cheddar.
Okay.
Put it in the crock pot, 3.5 hours. Then you top it with cheese for another 30 minutes.
Ooh.
It is yummy. It's not the kind of thing you can leave all day, but it's 3.5 hours.
No, because that...
Oh, that'd be gross.
Now, did you say you top it with anything? Like any crunchy?
No, nothing crunchy. The last 30 minutes, you put a little more cheese on top. And my daughter, who is a macaroni and cheese aficionado, loves it.
I love any mac and cheese. You can't go wrong.
Butter, cheese, noodles?
I'm going to come clean because I write recipes for a living. And I've written numerous crockpot recipes for people. I will tell you one... Actually, my son threw out of his mouth into the sink.
Oh, my gosh.
There are two that I think of all the recipes I've written. Two of them are genius.
I got to hear about them.
One, very simply, I actually have a little derivation of it in my cookbook, but you can do it with beef or pork, and it's the pickled meat, and it's just a jar of pickles that you pour in the crock. You gotta love pickles. It's sour. First of all, you have to make it out in the garage or outside because it will stink up your house for days.
Do you use beef?
You can use beef or pork.
Okay.
Throw it in the crock pot. Open up the jar of pickles. I like to throw peppers in it too because you know
that I like... Of course you like to throw peppers in there.
I like stuff hot. And it just cooks.
Dill pickles?
Yes. And it can be spears. It can be anything you have because the pickles just break down into this.
Yum.
And you serve it like a sandwich on a bun. And the second one is on, Smithfield.com. It's called Gingerbread Spoon Cake. It's a dessert, Brenda.
Okay, tell me what's in it.
It is so good. It's like a gingerbread mix, but it's half and half. All these wonderful spices, brown sugar, and you stir it all together. It's warm, so the last few minutes of it, this is only something that cooks for like 2 hours or something.
My mouth is watering.
And... Yeah. You have that cooking. First of all, the house smells amazing.
So you can cook that when you start dinner. You can put your dessert.
Exactly. And then you scoop that warm. The only embarrassing thing is it's coming out of the crock pot. But now that I know about this new All-Clad crock pot.
And it's so shiny. It's so beautiful. I mean, it's just this big, beautiful, shiny, stainless steel, amazing. I had to have it.
Good for you. I just went on the All-Clad website looking for it while we were talking to see how much it costs. I can't find it, but Anyway, somebody.
Well, I can say that when I sent Robert the link, just, you know, to kind of let him know I was looking at it, it was on sale.
For how much?
$200.
On sale? Normally what?
$400.
Holy moly, that's a lot of crock pot cooking.
You've got to like, I don't do it in the summertime, but in the wintertime, I love to come in and have the house smelling warm and great. And even if all you do is put your meat in there, a chicken, a roast, a Boston butt, a brisket, mm-hmm. you can season your meat with herbs, fresh herbs or dried herbs, and then just come home and make a salad, and your dinner's done.
See, but I do the same thing in the oven with a braising pan. I mean, it's all the same concept.
It is the same concept. I just feel good
about
it. It's
like a dryer cooking.
Now, one thing we do a lot when we don't have time, and that's Robert will bring home a piece of fish. We grill it and have a salad.
Okay.
And that to me is the perfect meal.
Yum.
And I don't even, and listen, if you don't have time to chop, get a bag.
I'll tell you something that works for us. This is, my husband went to school in France. So apparently,
I didn't know that.
Yes, Josh
Summers.
Shut up. It's another thing. He loves it when he speaks French and people think he's, when people think he's from Switzerland. He said that's a winner as long as they don't think he's Canadian.
Except now we love the Canadians.
Of course we love the Canadians. But every Sunday when he was in France was roasted chicken Sunday. So he will roast a chicken that he gets from a local Georgia farm here. He actually just gets them at Fresh Market. They actually sell one from around Augusta, I think the farm is.
Okay,
from.
Yeah.
And roast the chicken, and it's three meals for us because he roasts the chicken. Now, this is him, my son, and, you know, our son, me,
right.
and him. So the three of us roast the chicken Sunday night, and we always have, like, beets, and, you know, then I think I need to go to the emergency room the next day, but I realize I just had beets. I'll always roast some veg with it. The next day, it is a wonderful chicken sandwich with homemade mayonnaise on usually some kind of a sprout bread. And then the Monday night meal, the third meal out of it, which is my favorite meal of the week, is just a thin pasta with fresh tomatoes, garlic, olive oil, and some chicken, that leftover chicken that's still shredded.
So
three
you do
meals
your chicken, and that covers
chicken.
Three nights.
Three meals in one night.
I don't want to say anything, but they don't eat a lot, because if it were my husband... We're lucky to have a wing left over.
Out of one chicken?
Yes. He's like a 13-year-old boy.
Wow.
Yeah. Josh, I mean, it's rare. But I don't think he eats all day, but that's a whole other thing.
Anyway, it gives us, if you've done that cooking on Sunday, you know, especially during the holidays, I mean, like you were saying, I mean, you just can't get caught up. And we're still working hard in the middle of this. You know, holidays don't end for our industry.
No, it does. Or for anybody. There was one more thing I thought of, and then we'll say goodbye. If you have time, do it now. Make two or three recipes of pizza dough. Put it in the freezer.
Very good idea.
That morning, lay it out. When you get home, roll it out. Whatever you've got. It could be the leftover chicken, leftover vegetables, a can of tomato sauce, or a can of tomatoes. Put some great Italian seasoning on it, or do a white sauce. But you could have a great pizza with meat and vegetables.
And it doesn't take much protein. If you want meat on your pizza, you don't need a ton of protein on it. It takes a lot less than you want. Even if you don't want to make your own pizza dough, if you see them, and you know some of the better markets always have pizza dough in the kind of that dairy section, don't they?
I think they do. They have pie, where they have pie dough. I believe they do.
Exactly.
But I mean, now that I've gone to the, I know how to make my own dough and everything.
Can you make pizza dough in a crock pot?
Yeah, she's a smart aleck. No, but I might learn how before we meet again. But the pizza thing, I think, is a great idea. I made one the other day, a BLT pizza.
Ooh, yum.
Y'all, it was so good.
So the tomato part was a tomato paste?
The tomato part was tomato paste, but I added some fresh cherry tomatoes cut in half.
Sounds good.
Fried some bacon, chopped it. And then when the pizza comes out, I just put some chopped romaine lettuce on top. It was outstanding.
What about the mayonnaise?
Yeah, you got to forget the mayonnaise. You got to let the mayonnaise go. Unless you want to smear your crust with that. But no mayonnaise. It was really good. But those are some ideas, hopefully, that you can use during the holidays to make your cooking easier.
Embrace your crock pot is what you're telling me.
Yes. And if you really don't have time, one of my favorite things past the banana sandwich is a grilled peanut butter and jelly.
Love it.
Robert made me one the first time I was pregnant, and I said, that's disgusting. I can't even imagine. I ate it, and now I can't get enough. So, guess what? There's your protein. You got it all right there.
And it's hot. It's a hot meal.
It is. It's a hot meal. And if you use Ezekiel bread or a sprouted bread, see, you're all healthy.
Yes.
Well, thank y'all. And
oh my God,
good luck cooking during the holidays.
We'll talk to you next week, and we're going to be talking about our gift picks, our culinary gift picks for the holidays. Brenda and I do not know what each other picked, but we're picking our favorite cookbook, edible item, and any other kind of usable culinary utensil, whatever we want to do. And that's coming up next week.
And you're going to want to listen, because some of them you're going to need to make now.
I know.
Okay, see you next
week. Simmer down.